Well, as far as I know, if you do plan to get your loved one a real hippopotamus this holiday, you're good. But if it's a stuffed animal version, maybe with batteries inside, most likely those are lithium ion batteries. From our cell phones to laptop computers, e-bikes, and so much more, lithium ion batteries are certainly critical to trying to meet more of a clean energy goal. But unfortunately, these batteries can cause dangerous and oftentimes lethal explosions if they are not charged and stored properly. Joining us back on the show to talk more about this, and before you start shopping, Packaging and Crating Technologies, based right here in Watertown, Connecticut, at the front line of keeping Connecticut residents safe, we have PACT President Roger Mort back with us to talk about this and making sure that if you're getting gadgets and fun gifts this holiday season, you're safe about it. Hey, Roger, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning.
I'm glad to have you here, Roger, because you are actually the person who highlighted for me years ago that almost anything that is charged is a lithium ion battery, correct? Most people don't realize how many things have lithium ion batteries in them.
Yeah, it's probably like 99% of what you're buying nowadays.
But so is it essentially anything that gets plugged in?
It could be about 99% of anything that gets plugged in. When you get the package, it'll say L-I-O-N on it. That's lithium ion. And that's the most dangerous.
How prevalent would you say, Roger, are lithium ion battery fires?
There's been 25,000 reported in the last 5 years on just all the different instruments. And then, like the cars, there's 4,000 cars a year. And these numbers, because people don't like to report this stuff, I'm sure are double of what they're saying. I get texts and emails every day from people around the country who I've met at these shows. And they're just like, yep, here's another one. And people just don't understand.
Do you think, though, Roger, that are those... I think sometimes people, when they hear lithium ion battery fires, they immediately think of an e-vehicle, so an EV, or like an e-bike or an e-scooter. But when we talk about lithium ion battery fires, that includes a cell phone, a computer, a toothbrush even, right? I mean, maybe that's a misconception that when people hear about the fires, they're thinking vehicle, but it's not always a vehicle.
No, the uptick last year and the year before has been children's toys.
Really?
You know, some of these toys that shoot darts all over the place, got two little batteries in the handle. And lithium does not like to be banged around. It does not like to be overcharged or mishandled. And you give a kid something that's got these batteries in them, they throw them all over the place. They don't care where they drop. When they're done with it, they plug it in, and they just leave it because they forget about it. Mm-hmm. I've been telling a lot of people lately, think of all these things as a recipe for cooking. And you got to know, hey, this thing only needs 30 minutes to charge because they're making them faster and faster and faster. Mm-hmm. And set a timer when you turn it on. I don't charge anything in my house at night because I've seen what they do. So, you know what needs 30 minutes? Charge it for 30 minutes, unplug it.
Yeah.
Or if you can wait till the next time is the best. If you can leave it lower in charge and just wait till the next time you need it and then plug it in for that 30 minutes. At half the charge, you will have one-tenth the explosion, one-tenth of the gases that kill people.
Wow.
So if you don't need to leave it plugged in, don't.
How important is it, Roger, that you also unplug the plug? That sounds really weird, but you know what I'm talking about? Like, is it also not enough to just unplug the device that you are charging, but also to unplug the plug?
Depending on the charger and the, you know, what's in the charger that helps boost all this power. So I always just unplug right from the wall. If I do have to charge something, it's on a counter where there's no cabinets above it. So that if there's an event, because the flames generally go straight up. If you're plugging in these e-bike batteries, put them somewhere outside if you can. Put them in a shed. Put them where there's no gasoline to be exploded. We just did a test 2 weeks ago, and we have a half-inch thick concrete surround that goes all the way around these things. And we lit off an e-bike battery. And one of this battery cells, because they're about the size of a AA, a little bigger, blew out of the battery, through the half-inch concrete enclosure, swiped the side of my son's pant leg, and went another 60 feet.
Wow.
And yeah, there was like 6 or 7 firemen standing there watching all this because they wanted to see because they'd never seen a lithium battery fire. And after the 2 e-bike batteries, they were all like, okay, we've seen enough. Wow, how do we avoid those things? I'm like, you don't, because most of what happens, people take these into their home. They put them behind the door. Now, the fire might have started from anything in your home.
Mm.
But when the firemen come through your door, they got this fire hose. They go in, they start putting out your house. Well, all of a sudden, this thing from behind the door explodes, and it blows a hole right through the water hose. And now they got no water, and they're 30 feet deep into your house. How dangerous is that?
Well, and so for people who don't know, Roger's become a real friend of the show because I think what Roger is doing is extraordinary. Roger is the president of PACT, Packaging and Creating Technologies, based right here in Watertown, Connecticut. He's a manufacturer, and you've been creating ways to put out lithium ion battery fires or to better protect these batteries from overheating and potentially causing a fire, which, by the way, at this point, to your point, Roger, firefighters across the country do not have right now an effective way to handle a lithium ion battery fire. There is no extinguisher on the market right now. There is, you know, water is not going to do it. You essentially have to wait for this thing to burn out, right?
Yeah. And the gases that are coming off of it, one breath and you could be dead.
It's crazy. It's crazy. But you've been creating different ways of, again, of any size battery, trying to, again, make sure that they don't overheat and cause a fire, but even coming up with ways that we can better equip firefighters across the country to handle these types of fires, which we're going to get to that in a second. But again, Roger Moore is here. And so if you are planning on buying any gadgets, any gifts, first of all, the assumption should be that it probably has a lithium ion battery in it, correct?
Correct.
And I love, Roger, what you said about think of it as when you're cooking, right? We're so attentive. You don't leave a pot of boiling water on the stove and walk out of the room. You stay in the room, and even if you're washing dishes while you're waiting for it to boil, you're there. It is funny that our mentality is not the same with charging these lithium ion battery products. So if you're going to charge something, if you can't stay, you know, in the bathroom while your toothbrush charges, bring it into the kitchen where you're getting a bunch of work done, or bring it into the living room where you're watching TV with your child or whatever it may be, but treating it like you would it cooking in the kitchen. I love that.
Yeah, and trust me, because these things don't just explode, all right? When it starts going in the thermal runaway, it gets very hot slowly. So you smell plastic burning. You get these little smokes coming off of it, which is the perfect time to pull the cord, and if you can, just toss it outside in a safe place, and at least the bomb is outside shooting holes towards the house and not in your house shooting holes in every direction.
Yeah. It's obviously really important to also have this conversation with your kids. I know my son has this electric scooter type thing where he doesn't have to do anything. He just puts his foot on the pedal and it moves, and it's very cool. But we had a conversation with him when we first bought it, and I said, there's a battery in here that can be very dangerous. Don't ever charge this. Like, just tell mommy and daddy that the battery is low or that it's slowing down. We'll handle it. And so my son doesn't touch the charger because he's at an age where I don't think he understands the weight of, you know, monitoring. We can't even get adults to monitor how long that they're charging things, let alone a 7-year-old. But that's what we tell him is like, hey, just know that there's could be a very dangerous battery inside of your scooter. So if you notice that it's getting low, just tell mommy and daddy and we will handle it. So he doesn't touch the charger. He has nothing to do with that. But, you know, that's already a conversation we're having with a second grader is understand the dangers of a lithium ion battery. You have to be aware of it.
Oh, yeah, I just bought my grandson a pedal bike, and he's like, really? I'm like, you'll be healthier and you're not gonna have to charge it. We're all good,
right? Yeah. Isn't it funny too that we, you know, more times than not, he's gonna pick the scooter that he has to, you know, actually push. He loves that, you know. He's gonna pick the scooter he has to push when he's outside. If he's inside though, just making circles around the dining room table, he loves his electric little, it's like a it's not a scooter. I don't know what you'd call it. I'm going to send you a picture of it, Roger, but it's adorable. It's like, remember back in the 90s when you had to sit and put your feet up on the handlebars and you kind of scooted yourself around. It was like a little seat and scoot. I don't remember what that's called. Do you remember that toy?
Okay.
No?
Yeah,
maybe. So it's that,
but
with an electric battery now inside of it. That's what he's got, and he loves it. But I'm like, I don't want to know that you're charging it. Nope. That's our job. Yeah. So you got,
my grandchildren, they've, you know, we've tried to get lazier. Even our toothbrushes are electric and you can't like brush your own teeth anymore.
Oh, I know.
But we start going back a little bit to a little more safety.
Yeah. Right. Listen, Roger, I don't disagree with you. When you just said that lithium ion batteries are really sensitive, but we put them in things like toy guns for kids, whether you like the toy gun idea or not, that is just dumb. If they're very sensitive to that, I can promise you that these kids have zero remorse throwing their stuff around. And I don't even know why we would create, like, I get it. I get that it's cleaner. But if it's just a recipe for disaster, why? Why in the world? It just logically doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, well, it's greed. Somebody wants to make money off of something, so they don't really care.
Mm.
You know, it's like the car industry. 4,000 fires a year, and every one of these fires, they have to let it burn out. They put a bunch of water on it. Water just makes it worse. And they got to let it burn out with the most toxic smoke on earth. But, you know, somebody's selling somebody on an electric car.
Yeah, that's really true. Again, the reason that I love PACT so much is because they've come up with some amazing solutions specifically to combat lithium ion battery fires. Shout out to Mark in Fairfield who said, what about the golf carts on those electric batteries? Yep, those are included. Oh, my goodness. We're talking about anything e-bike, e-scooter, EV, anything that's got a lithium ion battery in it, which is essentially like everything, to be honest with you. We've got Roger Mort, who is here, and we're talking about lithium ion battery fires, making sure that you are, if you're going to be giving gadgets, gifts, anything this holiday season, and it has a lithium ion battery in it, which it most likely does, how to stay safe. I wanted to talk really quickly, Roger, though, about what PACT, your company, has been doing to combat these fires. Could you talk about some of the products you've been working on?
Well, we have a couple papers. One is for wrapping the batteries when you're done the end of life and shipping them off safely to disposal centers, which is called ThermoShield. Another one that we have developed, a TR sleeve, goes actually inside the big battery cases and wraps each of these cells. So there's never a point where it's like setting each other off and going off for hours. Want to go off, it's a 10-second event, and, you know, you live through it. Lastly, Lion-X, which is a fire extinguisher that we developed. We just finished a whole bunch of tests out in Litchfield County Fire Center, and the EPA just needs to finalize that it's non-toxic. It doesn't hurt the environment at all, which it doesn't. It's 100% organic. But it puts out these fires on contact, actually cools off the cells that are next to the ones that have already exploded so that they don't get involved. And, you know, it keeps it out for up to 6 months. Because these things, even when you have these EV car fires, if it does burn itself out for some reason, they'll be shipping them across the country to places and the car can go right off again, just because once lithium has been heated up, it's not going back down. It has to constantly be cooled until you recycle it.
Wow, that's so crazy. And again, we're so proud of the work that PACT is doing, and again, right here in Watertown, Connecticut. If people want more information, you should check out their website, PACT, PACTWW.com, or you can always check out PACT Thermo Shield .com as well. And Roger Mort, I want to thank you for always making the time to come on WICC and certainly keep us updated on what happens next with packaging and creating technology. So proud of the work that you guys are doing.
Thank you. It's my pleasure, because if I can get the word out there and save a couple lives, that's what I'm all about.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. Roger Mort, thank you again and have a safe and wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
You too.